This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Congress is off for spring break as of today, which leaves, among other things, the Republican effort to replace the Affordable Care Act undone, despite some chatter late this week of more legislative tinkering that's going on in Washington. But politics aside, one of the things happening out in the actual healthcare economy right now is a continued increase in the number of rural hospitals that are shutting down. As WABE's LEU reports now from Southwest Georgia, when a small town loses its hospital, loses more than just its healthcare provider.
Cindy Jones still can't help but think about the timing of things. Stuart Webster Hospital, the place her family had gone to for years, closed in March of 2013. A month later, her husband Bill suffered a heart attack.
He came in from a day of farming and ate supper and then sat down to watch David Letterman. And all of a sudden, he got quiet. And we knew something was wrong because he wasn't laughing at David Letterman anymore.
According to the county coroner, it took about 10 minutes for paramedics to arrive. Then it took almost a half hour to get to the town of Cuthbert, 25 miles away, where the nearest hospital is now. Jones's husband was pronounced dead in the ER 20 minutes after he arrived. Jones says she doesn't know if it would have made a difference had the local hospital still been open, but she can't help but wonder.
I feel like we lost time there if we had just, you know, gotten help 9 miles from my home.
Her husband, Bill, a peanut farmer, was 52 years old. That local hospital, Stuart Webster, had 25 beds and an emergency room. It's in the middle of a residential street in Richland, Georgia.
It's just devastating to see it in the shape it's in now.
I'm here with Sybil Ammons, the county coroner. She used to be the director of nursing at the hospital. Today, the white one-story building is locked up and surrounded by overgrowth. The building's paint is chipped.
Oh, it was clean and neat with flowers everywhere. My aunt had planted some daylilies. We took so much pride in this hospital. Everybody here did.
When it closed, Ammon says about 70 people lost their jobs. She says a small hospital still had an important role helping people injured in all kinds of emergencies, from car crashes to hunting accidents.
We saved a lot of lives. We did have to transfer them to a bigger hospital, but they were stabilized at Stuart Webster.
Stuart Webster is one of about 80 hospitals that have closed across the country since 2010. George Pink studies those closures at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He says in recent years, the rate of closures has gone up, and almost half of all rural hospitals are currently losing money.
I mean, there's just a lot of different things happening all at the same time, and this has put enormous financial pressures on rural hospitals.
Rural hospitals are still recovering from the recession, and Pink says,
people who live in the South and in rural areas in the South are older, sicker, and poorer, have greater dependence on Medicare and Medicaid than people living in urban centers.
Meanwhile, back in Richland, Mayor Adolph McClendon says having a hospital in town is not just about health access, but also about the rural economy. He says since Stuart Webster Hospital closed, a lot of the shops on the city's main road have shuttered.
Broad Street was full of businesses, and it's not full of businesses now. We are trying to come back, but it's hard.
For coroner and former hospital nurse Sybil Ammons, attracting new businesses to Richland without a hospital is a tough sell.
Without health care, people don't want to stay here. I don't blame them.
The town is trying to get a 6-bed emergency treatment center right now, but the mayor says they're still just talking about it and haven't yet raised the money. In Stuart County, Georgia, I'm LEU for Marketplace.